Chapter 12, How to Sell the Note to Institutions. If you are just getting started, then you will probably be selling your first few notes to generate some cash. You may even decide to sell most or all of your notes until you generate enough cash to become debt-free. This is, by the way, a great way to pay off all of your bills and become debt-free in a very short period of time. But remember, your goal should be to keep the note for the long-term cash flow and return on investment. So remember to try and find the funding to be able to keep the note and cash flow coming in to you every month. Anyway, if you do decide to sell your notes, you need to structure them to be able to sell. Meaning, most institutional buyers will not buy a note and mortgage or deed of trust unless the borrower is a good credit risk and there is sufficient equity. You can make sure the borrower is a good credit risk by checking their credit before you let them buy the property. Your RMLO can do this. And as for the equity portion, you can either structure two notes on the same property with the first and a second note and mortgage or deed of trust so that you can sell the first mortgage and keep the second. The first one may be for around 75% of the selling price, then your second could be for the balance. Another strategy could be to just create one note and mortgage or deed of trust with the understanding that the institutional note buyer will only give you a percentage of the face value up to a certain amount of the purchase price. In other words, you could either create one note and mortgage for $28,000, realizing that you will have to take a substantial discount to sell it, or you could create a first mortgage for $20,000 and a second mortgage for $8,000. You would keep the second mortgage and sell the first one as it would be about 66% of the sales price of the property, thus easier to sell to an institutional buyer. There are many note buyers that you can sell your notes to, and some are the actual buyers and some are just brokers who will make a little bit on your note by finding a funding source to pay them for the note. I am telling you this so you can look for the actual funding source and not the brokers. In the Million Dollar Rolodex, aka Bookmarks, I've included institutional note buyers for you to sell your notes to. If you do decide to sell your notes, you will probably not sell them to institutions as they want the note to be seasoned, meaning the borrower has made 3 to 12 months of payments on time, and they will also want an appraisal on the property and a borrower with good credit, as previously mentioned. Where to find individual note buyers? In addition to the institutional note buyers, you can also find individual investors to purchase your notes. These can be anyone from a hard money lender, a private money lender, or just a real estate investor who would like to get a good return on his or her money. You could also find any note buyer the same way many investors look for private money lenders. Landlords make great note buyers because they like cash flow. Speaking of private money lenders, the best way to find a private money lender is to attend one of your local Real Estate Investors Association meetings and ask around who the local private money lenders are. If you can't get anyone to tell you, but you know someone who uses private money, then you can simply go to the courthouse to find out who the lender on their mortgage or deed of trust is, and there's your private money lender. Hey, if they will loan one investor money as a private money lender, they should be willing to buy some of your notes, especially if you can give them a better return on their money. You can do the exact same thing using the name of the self-directed IRA custodians. For example, you look up all of the lenders with the name of Equity Trust. There is a private money lender that uses their retirement account. You can do this in many counties to find private lenders. This is a great way to find people who are already passive investors. As mentioned at the beginning, you can sell a $28,000 note to a note buyer and you would still make a little over $12,000 profit after the sale. Now, that's a lot better than any private money lender is probably going to get for loaning money to investors. Below, you will find a postcard that we use to mail to self-directed IRA holders to sell our notes. Note buyer agreement, hold harmless. When working with private money lenders, you want to make sure that you only deal with experienced investors who know what they are doing. We don't want anyone to buy a note from us and the borrower quits paying and the investor starts calling you, asking you to buy back the loan. I have created a package of documents that I always get any private note buyer to sign acknowledging they know what they are doing and that I am selling a note without recourse, as we will discuss in a minute. I want to make sure that there is no question in the private note buyer's mind about the risk and reward of buying these notes. I have included a copy below of the documents that I have my investors sign. I have also included copies on the forms disk for you to edit as you like. The first document is my investor agreement for purchase of loans. The second one is the hold harmless agreement. This one basically says that the note buyer will not hold you responsible for default or anything else related to the transaction. The third agreement is my most recent agreement that has combined the loan purchase agreement and the hold harmless agreement. I have also included verbiage about using an RMLO and servicer. Here they are. Assigning the mortgage deed of trust. When you do sell the note and mortgage or deed of trust, you do it by assignment. This document is recorded to give notice to the world who actually has ownership of the mortgage or deed of trust. This way, everyone knows that you have the right to collect the payments and balance when due. Your attorney or title company or document prep company can prepare it for you. Just remember to assign it with no recourse, as it will be described next. Also remember that your goal is to keep the note for long-term wealth and cash flow if you can. Mortgage versus deed of trust. As I have mentioned throughout this course, some states use a mortgage to secure a loan and some use a deed of trust. The difference simply determines the process by which any foreclosure will be handled if ever needed. Of course, your attorney who handles the foreclosure will take care of that. I do, however, want to list all of the states and which method they used here just for your information. This information was received from DocMagic.com, one of our document prep companies that you can use to handle your financing documents. They are in your $1 million Rolodex. Here is the listing. If you have sold the loan to someone else and the borrower stops making payments, as long as you haven't sold it with recourse, you will be okay. With recourse means if the borrower quits paying, the person you sold the loan to, whether it's a partial or a full sale, that person can come back to you and say, "This person is not paying anymore. I'm looking to you to pay or replace this loan with another one." So you always want to sell your loans without recourse unless there is a specific reason that you would not. For example, maybe you have a lot more reserves built up or more deals in the pipeline and you could always replace a deal. You can actually get more money for a note if you sell it with recourse, but I don't recommend doing it. Below is a sample deed of trust and mortgage assignment with no recourse. I have included both so you can see the difference, as some states use a deed of trust and some use a mortgage. There is a copy of each on the forms disk for you to use and edit as needed. Land contract. If you are selling on a land contract and you are selling the note, then you will be assigning the land contract to your note buyer. You will also deed the property to the note buyer as well. You could have your attorney or title company prepare these documents and have your land contract buyer sign them. I would also suggest deeding the property to your note buyer using a general warranty deed as opposed to a quitclaim deed. The reason for this is that anytime there is a quitclaim deed in the chain of title, it breaks the title insurance policy. Now, I am not an attorney. However, I have been told this by an attorney. Below are the assignments for a mortgage, deed of trust, and land contract. They are also on the forms disk. Borrow the money instead of selling the note. As I have mentioned many times in this course, your goal should be to keep the notes. Well, I understand that you may not have enough money to be able to keep the notes, so instead of selling them, you could borrow against them and still be able to keep them. If you would like to simply find a private money lender to loan you the money, then you could pledge the note and mortgage or deed of trust or land contract. Here is the way that it works. Say you just sold a property for $30,000 and received the usual $2,000 down, So now you have a note and mortgage or deed of trust for $28,000 at 9% interest for 120 months, 10 years, with a payment of $354.69. Well, instead of selling the note outright, you could simply borrow money from your private money lender at a much lower rate of interest, which means you still own the note, but you are personally liable for the payments to your private investor. Instead of assigning the note and mortgage or deed of trust or land contract to the investor, you would pledge it as security for the money you are borrowing from the private lender. This is a good way to make a spread on the interest rate. It also allows you to pay back the investor in a short time frame and keep most of the remaining payments. Below is a sample letter you can use to attract private money lenders. The neat thing about borrowing the money from your private lender instead of selling the note, as I mentioned above, is that you still get to keep the note and collect the total payments. If the borrower defaults, then you will still be obligated to pay your private lender since you just borrowed the money instead of selling the note. The good thing is that you can just resell the property to another buyer and start collecting payments from the new buyer. If you have sold the property using a land contract instead of using a collateral assignment, you can just have your private lender put a mortgage on the property itself as long as your land contract agreement allows you to mortgage the property once you have sold it on land contract. Ask your attorney or title company to ensure you can do this before selling the property or note. This is a great way to get the spreads on the interest rate and keep the note. Below is a sample cover letter, promissory note, and collateral assignment that go to your private money lender.